Yeah. I'll tell you later. Put it this way, if it was Ace or Gil, we'd be making an announcement, you see, but he's not making an announcement because we don't know what's going on yet. So
we have
to pretend.
We have a gorilla in the
room. If it was Ace, Rocky would have made an announcement.
They have to put up a note saying there will be an announcement made. Yeah. So there will be an announcement made today at the 10th of quarter past 8. Quarter past 8, yeah. And if anybody needs more clues, you're in the wrong shear. If you don't understand what I just said, no, you're not going to stand the shear, so you're wasting your time. Unless you're new here. Where are we holding, gentlemen? What am I doing on Resh Samach base?
Just finished Resh Hay.
No, we didn't. We finished that. Yeinech etzel chochem vizpah. Okay, let's go right. Okay. Tzadi goyzer kosh bochum makaymer on the Resh Zag. We saw this, but let's just go over it so we can push ahead. Let's imagine for ourselves. He's got somebody who's sick at home. He goes to the Arizal. He asks him, please, to intervene. I'll tell you what's going to be. You want to know what's going to be? I'll tell you what's going to be. What's the problem? You don't have to worry. Giluli min haShemayim ki achoy leivori. It's revealed to me from Shemayim. The chol is going to get better. You don't have to worry. No problem. Vina abatayach haemiti al pi madregas abatochen hashnii. About the tochen, according to the madrega hashnii, what we spoke about and have been speaking about for the last few months. Lo ye monyan lishma ala osilovo. He's not really interested in hearing what the future has to do. Well, he cares about the future. Did I ask you what's going to be in the future? I asked you to daven from a sick person. There's someone sick in my house, will you please don't? He's sick now. No, you don't have to worry, everything's going to be fine. I'm not asking what's going to be. I'm not interested what's going to be. Shekeradova ainu matrido toklal. I'm not interested in that. He's not looking to the future. The Boteach doesn't look to the future. If there's a chayle bebeisa, that's what Hashem wants. So there's a chayle bebeisa. What's my job? You have to daven. You have to find a doctor, maybe a chaisnish. But what will be in the future? Who cares? Which doesn't bother me. So why are you going to the Chochem? Why did you go to the Arizal in the first place? Oh, you're going to the Chochem, so he'll daven. The only reason you've got a choil in your baiso is because Hashem wants you to go to the Chochem to get the Chochem to daven. Yeah? Let's posh it. I mean, has everybody got this clear? If you haven't got this just so clear, then you're not on the same page. I think this has been fairly clear. This we've cemented down fairly strongly up to now. Okay, fine. Let's go back. The super lagoyin Rav Naftali Trop. That's all. Who is Rav Naftali Trop? Rosh Yeshivas Radin. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin. To the best of my knowledge, Shabbat Yom Sakait. He was Thomas Rosh Yeshiva other places as well. But he's, Rinbad. A lot of the Gedolim used to go to the hot spas for holidays. One of the famous ones was, looks like it was Rinbad, if that's how you pronounce it, right? Shebe Miribad, whatever. Miribad, whatever. Mirinbad. Kiyidua, as is well known, the Mokum Zeh Hayim is Kapsin, Mesalta, the Shmeina Shele Yadut. The sort of the elite and the of Haredi jury, that's where they used to come for their holidays, that's where they used to go for their summer vacations and whatever. Gedolei Torah Rabbonim Rosh Yeshivas Vad Moirim. It used to be a gathering like the Catskills today, like all the Rosh Yeshivas and everybody's in the Catskills today, right? You could never do that in England because you couldn't get a Brit to leave his office for one afternoon. So you could never have a Catskill situation. But in America, everyone just leaves town for 3 months. So So in Europe, they all used to go to Marienbad, to the hot spots, and that's where the Gedolim used to meet. That's where they used to have holidays. So Rav Naftali was there. Rechana Yomim. You never learned to granat?
I don't understand the reason granat, that was on holiday. Like
actually,
you never learned to granat?
Yeah. I did engage. Actually, they would pack up and go to Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Pack up and they go to
Cardiff. Okay.
It takes us out an hour later.
They go there just to George. So everyone's going to George.
Yeah.
You want? I'll tell you what. You want to go on holiday, but you want a minion. You want to be able to learn. You want to whatever. So they would go to the spas or whatever. They get their own cottages or whatever. You have a holiday. What's the problem? You go down right. You go to.
But it just doesn't make sense that the Gedolim all get together and go to the.
They don't all get together. That was the only place to go on holiday. How many kosher places were? How many places?
Wouldn't they go for 3 months? Like what's going on?
No, wouldn't they go for 3 months? A week at a time. Tuesday, Rabbi Lashav goes to Telstar for Bainer's money. He used to go to Telstar. Nobody goes anymore. I was once in Telstar, Rav Nosson Tzvi. I once went to a friend of mine, I had to give him some taste back. I was in Telstar and Rav Nosson Tzvi opened the door. So I realized he stayed at what's his name? Pete Zima. He stayed at Pete Zima. They weren't there. Yeah, they weren't there. They went out their apartments, whatever. They gave him his apartment, their house or whatever. So he opened the door. I was like, how's it Pete? Ah!
Kind of
you ever seen Rav Nosson Tzvi? Sure. Okay. Anyway, so they go on holiday. What's the problem? Rav Naftali Trop and the Gedolim should go on holiday. They go on holiday, and it's geshmack. You go on holiday. When did Rav Naftali ever get to see the Bells of Rebbe or whatever, and sit and talk and learning and schmooze? It was geshmack. It was gewaldig. Ve'achad ha'yomim b'shuus b'makom nikla Rav Naftali l'kutzus chasidim oivda Hashem. One of the days he went to a certain place and he got mixed up with a group of Hasidim, Oivdei Hashem. They were busy talking amongst themselves in the ways of Avodas Hashem, Dachat Torah. Hem Sipru Sipur Tzadikim, they were telling Tzadikim stories, yeah? Kol Chosid, Haplik Vesiper, Amoivsov, Veniflosov, Shorabwe. They're all telling wonderful stories about their rabbis, right? What does a good chassid do? He tells it. His rabbi is better than yours. That's one of the aspects of chassidus. Yeah. So and there's a whole range of jokes that goes with it. So Rabbi Shishi said quietly, didn't say anything. Pana alav a chassid of a big shishi pagam who sipu moifes mi rabbi agol lachofetz chaim. They asked Rav Naftali to tell us wondrous stories about the Chofetz Chaim, about your Rebbe. It was well known what he was doing unbelievable things in the land. Amar Rav Naftali, Sipura Hamoifus Shelachem Oiskin Beinim Tzali Goyz of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. Your stories that you tell about your Rebbeim are begeder Tzali Goyz of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. The tzaddik says this person's sick, and I say make him better, and Hashem listens. Tzaddik goes there, the tzaddik makes the gezeira, makes the decree, and Hashem has to listen. He's such a tzaddik that it's not a joke; it's a serious thing. He reached a certain level where he's made his rotzon so much Hashem that Hashem listens to him. The ilu Rebbe sheli oisem oifus acher. My Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, he does another miracle completely. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes there. The tzaddik makayim. He's on a much higher level. Your rabbi can tell Hashem what to do. My rabbi Hashem tells him what to do and he listens. That's a much higher level. Doesn't sound like a higher level because we're much more into the external razzle dazzle of life. We're much more into the mystic. But the lamaisa is, it's much harder to keep Shulchan Aruch than tell Hashem to keep Shulchan Aruch. That's what we're talking about here. Who the covenant is called Gzaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tmimus. Whatever Hashem tells him, he accepts. You understand? You don't understand. What's a higher level? That I've reached such a high level that whatever I gaze, whatever I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to me. Must be, first of all, that I'm facing the same direction as Hashem. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a tzaddik. We're talking about tzaddik gaze. You've got to be a tzaddik first. We'll be keeping all the mitzvahs anyway. But there's a higher level. That whatever Hashem says, whatever Hashem does, you makabel b'tmimus. Habala Tanya, just in case anybody thought we're anti-Hasidus here, We had a quote from the Balatanya. Just because somebody gave him a bad name doesn't mean that he's not the Balatanya. We pask an aloha like him in many places. Amazing. Mishnah Berurah quotes him often. You know that. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav often. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him. No. I'm sorry. I'm making a mistake. I think Mishnah Berurah does quote him. That's what I'm talking about. That's something Moshe Feinstein recently. I was going to get a trigger. Just quoted him. Sorry, I was wrong. Abalatanya Kosev Shechamishim Shnais Limut Torah Avodas Hashem Ein Bekoichin Levayves HaAdam B'Dveikus. He wrote that 50 years of learning Torah and Avodas Hashem doesn't have within the power to bring a person to Dveikus. K'mo Shemevir Lekach Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'Ava. What accepting suffering with love can do, okay, 50 years of learning and Avodas Hashem can't do in terms of Dveikus. You're not going to become a Kamat Chochem because you accept Yisurim Ba'ava. You'll accept your Vav, you'll have enormous Dveikus. You're not going to know how to learn a Rashi though. You want to learn how to learn, you have to learn. There's no shortcuts. There is one shortcut, but we're not going to discuss it now. Havi Oime, oh, that's worth a lot of money, yeah? The shortcut to becoming a Talmud Chochem without learning. You'd all love to know that one, eh? No, Otsrol, you become an Amaretz while you know the whole of Shas. That's a different story. Avis Yisrael? You know that Avis Yisrael has to know, but it's got to be bigger than that. Avis Yisrael can make him to Amaretz as well. There are plenty of people that destroyed the Torah in the name of Avis Yisrael. There were Gedol Yisrael whose Avis Yisrael was so great, okay, that they make terrible errors. It's a high level then. Don't worry, don't get me wrong. You make those mistakes, you're a giant. But Avis Yisrael on its own doesn't bring you to godless, no. We see that the Madrega of Akosh Baruch Hu being Goyzen, the Tzadik accepted as Makayim, is a much greater level than the Tzadik's Goyzen Akosh Baruch Hu's Makayim. Hey Nemes, Kivade Shiesh Kedusha Elyon Shiachelim Lebatel Es Geiros HaShemayim. It's true. There were great, great people that were able to completely nullify Hashem's Geiros. Hashem made Geiros and they were Mavakim. They were able to stand in the breach and Levat Hashem's Gzeiros. But Bechinas Tzadik Goyz of Akosh Baruch Hu Makayim. Yeshua got the sun to stand still. Yeshua made the sun stand still. Yeah? Bechinas Ben Yibayi got the river to flow backwards. The seas, whatever. There were plenty examples of Tzadik Goyz of Hashem Makayim. There were plenty examples of the whole of Chumash, Tanakh, Shas, Poiskim, plenty stories ad kimata yom hazeh. Vebechinus tzadik gozer Hashem makan. Binyone reinu v'avosenu sipru lanu. With our own eyes we saw, and our fathers told us stories. Oisis umaisim galun shenasi alidei tzadikov. There were open miracles and wondrous things that were done by means of the tzadikim. Chassidor v'oivul shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzadikim and the chassidim and the lovers of Hashem. Achiv shekvan is bal yo. However, as we explained above, gilu yushuas eilu. Hayat trufa zmanit. Those things are a temporary remedy. Trufa, they're a temporary medication. But mitzavim kashim, you need those in emergency situations, a state of emergency. There's an emergency situation, the tzaddik steps into the breach, and he's going in Hashem's makayim. Kashi amisol hayeshoi v'rotzus mod. It's when the Torah is broken and in a very difficult situation. Vayachashash godol, ki lo yoich l'lamad ben Yisrael. There's an enormous chashash that Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to withstand the Nisoyin, or the individual is not going to be able to withstand the Nisoyin. V'ayis Hashem, noisin Hashem efshirut la'iv av l'chayil nisim m'moisim. That moment Hashem gives to certain of his beloved ones to perpetuate miracles and wonders. K'mayim Elisha, Novi, k'mayim l'furas es nama metzarosa, yovah na'eli v'yeda k'yesh Novi b'Yisrael. Like we see by Elisha, the example he brings is from the Novi. Okay. Dumazois. Despite this, Kashet Tzadikim Poilei Yeshua's Rohu, Ki Mevakesh Yeshua HaOmed Lifneihem, Hu Ish Ba'Urian. When the Tzadikim are doing Yeshua's, and Ru Ki Mevakesh HaYeshua HaOmed Lifneihem, they see that the person who's asking for the Yeshua standing in front of them, Hu Ba'Urian. Ba'Urian means I'm trying to find a word here. Any clues, Jeremy?
Is it like Orion, the classical
myth? But Orion, it could be that's where it comes from, Orion or whatever, like a strength, like a, you know, some kind of a figurative strength or whatever. There's a word I'm looking for that I can't Okay. Hamasugal Lamoy Ben Yisrael. A lot of the Sefer is written in sort of colloquial Hebrew because it's talking to this generation. So there are a lot of words which are like, you know, figures of speech, like almost slang. Not slang, but bordering on slang. That might be that. Okay. Hamasugal Lamoy Ben Yisrael. Haimami Mo'idin Lizis Ruchay, Umachziki Mo'itoy, Shiyamid Ben Yisrael, Vishore Yerav. When they saw they had someone in front of them that could manage, that could withstand the Nisoyin, saying they didn't do miracles, they took the Nisoyin away. They mahazak the person who was having the Nisoyin and helped him to withstand the Nisoyin because the schar, the reward for that is humongous. Shere Yisurim Makaprim V'chavivin Yisurim, because Yisurim is Mechap Avoinus. Everybody has done sins and done avairas that need kaparim. Every piece of Yisurim, the smallest Yisurim, the Gemara describes as, you know, you put your hand in your pocket and you thought you had 5 agorot and you realize you've only got 3 or whatever it is, that what the numbers they are, don't remember, but it's a small little, you suddenly, you know, you think you've got 10 shekels in your pocket and you go to the store and you realize you only got 8. That's called Yisurim. That's already beginning Yisurim. So a person has, Rahman Sani has big Yisurim, so it's Mitzchaprim. And also it says Chavivin Yisurim, that the suffering of the Jewish people is beloved in Hashem's eyes. When a Jew comes in front of one of the Gedolei Yisrael and he's broken and shattered, and they realize this person's not Mesugal, he's not holding on the level of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyes of a Tzadik Mekayim, they would then sacrifice themselves. They would lower themselves from their high Madrega. And they would do wonders. They would bring about a salvation. Begeda tzadik goyzer Hashem makayim. Because those kedai lahfiach b'yudi zeh tikva v'emuna is in order to instill in this Jew hope and emuna. So you lower yourself to the lower level of tzadik goyzer Hashem makayim. But the highest level is Hashem, you said I've got to suffer. Ah, he's not holding by that. The Yid comes in and he's broken and he's shattered and he's on the soul. There's levels. You've got to know, that's one of the sensitivities a goal has to have, is to know where the person's holding. He's got an Eitzah, could be the Halacha, but the guy could not be Masul to it, he's not Shaykh by it. You have to know where the person's holding. So then the God will get off his high perch and he'll come down to this person's level and he'll function and he'll do miracles for him so that the person will get chizuk anymore.
If Hashem is beyond time and beyond, how can it be that we can change his mind?
We don't change his mind. We make a new decree.
I think, why should he doesn't listen.
He does. He bound himself to the Chachamim. Lo b'shemayim, the Torah is here. Hashem can't do anything without looking in the Torah. You have to understand it. If you don't understand this, you haven't understood the basic rudiments of what Torah is about. And you can go around to some of the best yeshivas in the world and you'll find people haven't understood the basic rudiments of what Torah is about. It says, Yistakeh b'oraisa v'borei olamo. Hashem creates the world how? He looks in the Torah and then he creates the world based on what the Torah says. Correct? The Torah says you've got to give tzedakah. So now Hashem has to create a world with poor people in it. Correct? Why are there poor people in the world? Well, because the Torah says you have to give tzedakah. There are poor people in the world, you can't have tzedakah. Why do you need parents? Hashem could have created the world without parents. He could have popped out of an egg. We could have all just popped out eggs. What's the problem? You have parents. No, because the Torah says kibbut avayim. So kibbut avayim chayv Hashem to create a world with his parents. Correct? Does everyone understand this? Is this news to you? What does it mean? Yistakeh b'oraisa v'borei olamo. Hashem looks in the Torah and he creates the world based on what the Torah needs. Now, it's all very good, but Torah Shebiksav. Where does Hashem look when he looks in Torah Shebiksav? He takes it to Chumash. Sefer Torah. Let's do it properly. Takes it to Sefer Torah. Ashkenazi, Svadi, Taimin, takes it to Sefer Torah. He looks in the Torah. Now, what happens about Torah Shebalpeh? Where does Hashem look when he wants to look in the Torah? You want to create the world, you've got to use Torah Shebalpeh as well. There's also Torah, right? We're not Tzedukim. We have the Torah Shabbat Peh. So where does Hashem look when he wants to create the world? Where's the Torah Shabbat Peh?
In the minds and hearts
of the Chachamim. So Hashem is bound by the Chachamim. It's a Mefurusha Gemara. With a Pirush on the Shittim Kubetzes. You know this verse? It's a well known. I think it's brought down in one of Tetz's books. If not, it's certainly on quite a few of his tapes. A well known Maaser. If you know this, stop me, because I... But you got to understand this. This is poshut, poshut this. The Gemara, it says the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nuna, think this kedushin as well. Nechunya choifesichin. There was a well digger in Yerushalayim. Was a Talmud Chacham. Used to dig wells around Yerushalayim to make sure that the oil regel always had water to drink. In the summer months, you'd go around digging wells, and then it would rain, and then they would fill up with water, and there was water for millions of Jews used to come to Yerushalayim with all the animals, whatever. How much what the water needs were. Little booklet that they always come out with, Erev Pesach, just that goes through like what the Pesach needs on Erev Pesach. Look out, there were about 12 million Jews in Yerushalayim, and each came with like, you know, four behemoths, how many bottles of wine, how many matzahs. This brings down midrashim and whatever. It's amazing. Just how much water is needed for 12 million people, you know, so, and animals, and for weeks. So he used to dig wells. So the one day his daughter fell into a well, and they didn't have to get out. Very deep wells. I don't know what the matzah was. So they went to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, was the tzaddik hador, and they said, "What should we do?" And he said, "Don't worry." So I came back an hour later. She's in the boat. He said, "Don't worry." So I came back an hour later. This is not the right part of the story, so I'm cutting it very short. Came back later, he said, also, she's out of the water already. So they ran home, and there she was. What happened? A guy on a donkey came, it was Avraham Avinu, took her out the pit, and off she went. So they came back to Bechem Dais, and they said, "Are you a Navi?" He was a Tanna. "You're a Navi?" He said, "I'm not a Navi." It was Poshut. I knew that she could live in there for 3 hours, but more than 3 hours, she would die. And she can't die in a well, because a person can't be damaged by something that his parents worked for in the plow. Person's moisten nefesh for a certain Indian, his family can't suffer because of that Indian. So he dug wells, so his daughter can't get killed by a well. Come on, because whether it was his well, it was another well, it doesn't matter. Person's moisten nefesh for a certain Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael in a certain area, that thing can't damage his family. That's what Chaim Dosa said. So when he came to me after the first hour, she was still okay, because I knew that she could live in the well for 3 hours before she died. After 3 hours, she had to be out because she can't get killed by a well. So I knew she was out. Posh Lalocha. Correct? Says the Gemara, Athal Pikein, despite this, his son died of thirst.
The
well digger's son died of thirst. Says the Gemara, Hashem's Medaktek al Tzadikim Kuchutasara. Hashem is particular on his Tzadikim with a hair split. Right? Asta Shittim Kubetza is like his Kasha. Rabbi Chanina and Dosa said that this can't happen. Answers the Shittim HaKubetzis, listen to this Teretz. Can't remember the exact Loshen, but he said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, high tzaddik or something, is a Loshen. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa wasn't alive anymore. So what? If there's a klal in the world that a person is moisten nefesh in a certain area, that thing can't damage his children, who cares whether Chanina ben Dosa is alive or not? What's it going to do with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? We didn't say it's in the schus of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that she didn't die. This is our Inyan. If it was in the schus of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that she survived, okay, he's not around, you don't have his schusim anymore. Yeah? But that's not what it said. It said you're moisten nefesh for a certain area, they can't damage you. So that's a klal gadol. That's not something you can mess with. Who cares if he's alive or not? You have the kasha? Answers to Moshe Shapiro like this. As long as Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was alive, there was a halacha in Torah Shabbal Peh that a person is moisten nefesh, klal gadol, that thing can't damage his children. So when Hashem wants to create the world, killing Nechunya's daughter for whatever reason, Hashem judges the tzaddikim, whatever, he needed Zazah, that was what he needed. He needed to lose a child, Rahman al-Islam. He has a look and he looks in the Torah and he says, "I can't." Because the Torah Shabbat says, "I can't." Now Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa passes on. So Hashem's istakel b'araisa. There's no Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa making Torah Shabbat pe klalim like that anymore. Could be that it does. If he stands up and he says it's a klal, it's his klal. And when he's not around anymore, it doesn't mean the klal exists anymore. It's a chiddush, right? It's a big chiddush. No, it doesn't. Could be his gemara does disappear. Could be, yeah. That's why he's talmidim. No, that's why he's talmidim. No, if he taught it to talmidim and the talmidim took it over, yeah, whatever. It's a gevaldik chiddush. You have to think this through deeply. There's a shittim kibetzis. There's a rishon. Take it slowly. Don't slog it up too quickly. There's a gevaldik chiddush of Moshe saying. But how else do you understand the shitta? What's pshat in the shitta otherwise? You got a better teretz? I'm sure there's problems with this teretz. there's what to be. Oh, okay, it's a Gemara, but I'm just going to show you. So that's what Moshe says. I'll give you the most beautiful example. You want to see a classic example? This is a Maaseh Shehayah in the times of the Chazanish. We're not talking Rabbi Chanina ben Dreyse's times. Listen to this one carefully. You must know this. There was a certain Yid who came to the Chazon Ish with a lung disease. That the doctors had told him that the only thing they can do, the only doctor that knows how to deal with this problem, there's some smiles here. Have you all heard this?
No.
Yeah, heard it. Okay, you've heard it. Heard you were it. The first one that smiled. So. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
He has a certain lung disease, and the doctor said the only place where there's doctors that can treat this lung disease is in Paris, and if he doesn't go to Paris, he's going to die. So what does the Chazon Ish say? So the Chazon Ish spoke to him a little about the sickness or whatever, and he said to him like this: if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be fine. If you go to France, for sure you'll die within the year. So he said exactly the opposite of what the doctor said. And that's what happened. The guy stayed in Eretz Yisrael and he got better. A year later they checked and everything and he was fine, recuperated. So they came to the Chazon Ish with the same tana that they had with Rabbi Chanina ben Dreyse. So what are you, some kind of Navi? So he said, no, Mefush Allah in Shulchan Aruch. The lung problem that he described to me is the subject of a machlekas in Hilchos Treifas between the Ramon and the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef and the Ramon. What he described to me, his lung disease, is a lung disease that's a subject of a machlekas, whether this makes an animal a treifa or not. What's the definition of a treifa? Treif is an animal that has a certain wound, a certain problem, a certain disease that won't allow to live out the year. No? It's a subject of machlekas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramon. The Beis Yosef holds is not a treifa. And the Ramon holds he is. In Eretz Yisrael we paskin like the Beis Yosef. So as long as you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you're subject to the psak of the Beis Yosef. In France, in Europe, we paskin like the Ramon. So if you're in France, you're subject to the psak of the Ramon. So you're a traitor, you won't live. Who's creating the Torah? Who's making the rules here? Hashem or the Chachomim? Lo b'shamayimi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. Hashem gave us the Torah and we create Torah. We make the rules, not Hashem. And Hashem is bound by that Shulchan Aruch. Hashem is bound by the Shulchan Aruch the same as we bound by the Shulchan Aruch. Lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not in Shemayim anymore. Hashem wants to create a world, he wants to do something, he's going to have to consult the Chachamim. It wasn't that me and you. We're talking about b'shchus ha-tanayim, b'shchus ha-maroyim. We're talking about people that even today, I mean, whatever, I don't know today how it works, but I'm talking about the times of people that were still zoicha to make the Rabbonot. Were able to make the Rabbonot. They make the Rabbonot, you know, the Rabbonot introduced a thing called Tumah. Forget about the Rabbanan that says you shouldn't use a pencil on Shabbos because you might come to write. And a thing called Mukta. So Hashem says, okay, if you don't listen to my Rebbe, I'm going to clap you. Yeah? Well, what about rabbinical Tumah? So is there a thing called Tumah the Rabbanan or not? Or is it just some kind of a... The Rebbe said, you know, there's a Tumah the Rabbanan, but there's no real Tumah. The Rebbe said there's a Tumah the Rabbanan. Hashem has to create a world now that there's a Tumah the Rabbanan. You understand? It's not some what they call legal fiction. There's a new legal fiction in the world. There's a thing called rabbinical tumah. There's no real tumah because Hashem didn't create the tumah, so you can't make up tumah. No, the rabbis introduced a thing called the rabbinical tumah. There's a tumah in the world now. There's a tumah in the world. However that works, but Hashem has to create the world post the tumah gezeirah with a thing called rabbinical tumah in the world. There's a new bria chadosh in the world. Rabbinical tumah, and there are many examples. Understand what you're dealing with here?
I'm confused if we're not allowed to add to it. How do we add to it?
Hashem gave him the Koyach because Hashem told him to. Hashem gave us the Torah and said, you run the world now. That's what the Malachim was so upset about. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to get the Torah, the Malachim wanted to kill him. They didn't want to give up the Torah because they understood that even their lives now are going to be governed by human behavior. Tzadik goes of Hashem Makai. That's a level. But there's a higher level than that. That whatever Hashem does, we accept it means. That's a much higher level. None of these levels are shaykh to any of us. I mean, we're trying to understand this theoretically. None of us are holding where. I don't know. I'm still trying to work out the tzaddik shiva yapul v'kam kind of story. You know, the tzaddik falls 7 times. You know, so it feels like a lot more than 7 times, and I'm still not a tzaddik. So what's going on? You know, most of us have felt we've fallen more than 7 times. Yeah, you fall more than 7 times in your first 3 months at Or Samach or Reish HaTorah, you feel like you've crashed more than 7 times. You see, we think that the Chachamim understood the world very, very well, and therefore whatever they say is an accurate description of the world, and that's shaka. The world looks the way it looks because the Chachamim said that's how it has to look. If the Ramon says that this is not a treifa, it said this is a treifa, this is a treifa, and it has to die in the year. And we saw it even later than that. There was an Aguna, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein after the war paskened almost 2,000 Aguna Shalas. Agunas are, an Aguna is a woman whose husband disappeared, and we have no witnesses to know that he was dead. The last thing we know about him is that he was alive. And there's no reason, and no witnesses, and no knowledge of him being dead, yeah? This young kid that got kidnapped, let's say he was married. He got kidnapped, the last thing we saw, he was alive. Right? So that's it, he's alive. His wife, if he was married, his wife couldn't get remarried, because he's alive. Unless you have an Eidechad, even a woman can be a witness on certain things, very makel on the evidence you need, but you need some kind of evidence, yeah? So after the Holocaust, after the war, do you know how many shalas there were like this? It was one of the most challenging halachic issues afterwards. They had to do the same thing after the Twin Towers. After the Twin Towers, the last time we saw the guy went to work, he was alive in his office. The next day, the Twin Towers collapsed and the guy's disappeared. So where is he? Can his wife get remarried or not? The poiskim were challenged with some very difficult shalas. But there came a woman to Rav Moshe with the following story. She had a certificate of a guna that a certain rov had written and signed, whatever, that her husband was dead, and she got remarried and the husband just came back. What should she do? So Rav Moshe started shouting at her, accusing her of being a liar and mamash. Rav Moshe was renowned for his anava, and you will see, I mean, Rav Moshe didn't, his banana chavarias were legendary. He was superhuman. He started mamash climbing into whatever. Then she broke down and she said, yeah, you're right, I lied, it's a forgery. The gunaship was a forgery. He said, asked Moshe, how did he know? He said, I've paskened over 2,000 Aguna Shalas and I've never been wrong. If this guy said your husband's dead, he's dead. So I asked him how he knew. It's a Gemara in your vomit. Why did you Gemara in your vomit? Moshe said that it must have been a forgery. Why? Because if the husband came back, yeah, this particular Rob, he knew this Rob that she claimed said that she could remarry. Yeah. If this Rob said your husband's dead, he's dead. There's no way he can come back. If he paskened, you can get married, your husband's dead. There's no way he can survive. And therefore, if he came back, it's a riot, that the certificate's a forgery.
So, if the guy wasn't dead, but the Rav Paskin him was dead, would he die on the spot?
Good question. I've done this. Let me give you a Gemara that might help you. Go look at the Gemara in your vomits and see what the Chachamim did. Let me just see if I can redredge this out of my head. I haven't seen this for years. There's a halacha like this. What happens if somebody fell off a boat in a Mayim?
That is in the Mishnah, so I don't know.
Okay. The Gemara, the Mishnah discusses it as well. Right at the end, the last perek of Mishnah in Yevamos, right at the end, that discusses the sugya of Agunas. That's the main sugya of Agunas there. So it's like this: it's a mayim she'ein bo soif. If a person falls over in a mayim she'ein bo soif, then she can't remarry.
Yeah.
No, in a mayim she'yesh bo soif, she can't remarry. What's in mayim she'yesh bo soif? It's like a river. The water has an end to it. You can't remarry.
Yeah.
Because Pashas, he drowned. Because if he didn't drown, you would have seen him get up and get onto the bank. In a mayim she'ein bo sof, like in the sea where you can't see the end, she can remarry. I'm getting mixed up.
No. There you can't.
He might just survive.
If it's open, he could have survived past where you can see.
Correct, and therefore she can't remarry.
And if it's closed, as long as you didn't see him come up, you can remarry.
You can remarry, because... Yeah. Oh, very good. Sure. And the Rabbanim came along and said, even in a mayim she'ein bo sof, you can't get remarried. The Rabban came along and said,
that in one that Ainbosof,
you're not allowed to get remarried.
Yeah.
The Raisi, you could get remarried.
So that was the Tekan.
You could. No, hold on a second. No, just a second. Hold on a second. Let's just reconstruct this in logic. Let's just use logic here. In a mind, Yesh Bosof, if you fell over the river, if you fell into the water, what could be? If he came up, you would have seen him. The fact that he didn't come up, first this means he's down. Therefore, she can remarry.
And they even said the same with one where you
can't. No.
And then the rabbis came and said, but there you can't.
Hold on. Midaraisa, in a mayim she'ein bo sof, you can't remarry. Because maybe he went out of the wood and he came up far away and whatever, and he's dafka alive, and you can't get remarried.
You could say the same, but as long as you're on the boat, you didn't see anyone.
Hold on a second, it doesn't make sense. So what was the gezeira of the rabbanim there?
The gezeira was that they aren't able to remarry.
In an ein bosof. Just understand the logic here. I'm sorry. I know this is not Gemara Shia, but I'm getting back into my. I'm sitting in the chair where I gave Gemara Shia, so I'm getting my head into Gemara. In an ein bosof. Forget about the Bilbonat, the Raisa level. No? So what's the halacha?
you couldn't get remarried.
Why not? Because maybe he came up somewhere else and we didn't see him.
Yeah.
You can't get remarried. Yeah. Right? So they didn't metuple with that. Where did they metuple with? Was in a Yeshbosof. Where the Raisa you can get remarried. And when the bottom came along and said, no, you can't.
Why would it be
the
Raisa you should get remarried?
Because had he come up, you would have seen him.
And therefore, the Raisa you shouldn't be able to get.
No, there you can get. No! Hold on, wait a second.
If we don't see him up, you see him come up, you can't get him.
The Raisa, you're on a boat in the river on the Thames, and he goes down, he goes off the boat, so you can get remarried. Because for sure he's dead. Because had he been alive, you would have seen him coming up. Came along the river and said, no, you can't remarry even then. Because you might still be alive. Correct? The Gezerit at the bottom was in the main Shayesh Bosov, where normally with the Raisa you could get remarried, because if he was alive, you would have seen him. The fact that you never saw him means he must have drowned. In a mind, Shaim Bosov, you don't know. Maybe he drowned, maybe he didn't. It's a big sea. You could have got, I don't know, a dolphin could have thrown him up on some island 500 miles away. You wouldn't have seen him. So there, buddy, you can't get remarried. But in a river, if he was into the Thames, buddy, you could get remarried on the spot. Because the poison in him, the stomach is dead before you leave the water. Or the, what's that river in New York that Mamash you can smell from? The Hudson, yeah. You know, if you fall into the Hudson, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. You know, if I fall into a pot of acid or something, there's but you know what the rabbis did? You know what the rabbis did, yeah? Listen to this one carefully. When the rabbis came along and said that in the Mayim Sha'in Bo Sha'ish Bo Sof, you can't get remarried, you know what they just did? They just saved his life. Because if the rabbi says she can get remarried, and she doesn't get remarried, he's dead. If they come along and say you can't get remarried, you know what they just did? They just gave him a chance to live. Otherwise, what are they fiddling around with this halacha for? No, you can't get remarried. Why not? Well, because maybe the Torah doesn't know what's going on. People's eyesight weakened. What was the gezeira for? What was that whole gezeira that didn't let her get married for? Her trauma number of babes. It saved his life. Potentially saved his life. She can't get remarried. So means he could still be alive. But Rav Moshe, I'm talking about Rav Moshe lived in our times. I know people that know. I know people that went to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Tarnad that if this Rav says you can get remarried later, your husband's dead. Therefore, if you came back, no one told you you could get remarried. It was poshutim. Poshutim. How do you understand that? How do you understand that? Maybe he was wrong. Maybe he made a mistake. No. A Rav of that caliber, Rav Moshe understood who the Rav was. If he says your husband's dead, he's dead. Ah, what about Hashem? Sorry, Hashem. Shulchan Aruch, you better have a Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because that's how he set it up. Hashem could have set it up differently. Hashem's not. But once he set up the system like that, he set up the system. I once gave these ideas to somebody. We were walking out from Shabbos, and his 6-year-old kid was there, and his 6-year-old kid said to me, so how can Hashem can make it rain on Shabbos? You know how to water the garden on Shabbos? It's a good question. It's not such a stupid question.